Sunny 101.9. It's Mark and Walt in the morning. That one, Taylor Swift, of course, with Lavender Haze. It is 8:12. It is a Friday morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and continuing on with the program here today, it is time to talk about the latest production that is happening, that is being put on by the Superior Arts Youth Theater. It is Annie Jr. With me in the studio now are Olivia Niemi and also Elliot Markinson, who are on the cast. Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you guys for coming in this morning. I know you had rehearsals last night, and here you are now back at it and talking about the show. But it's Annie Jr., and I guess, Olivia, I'll start with you. How's it coming so far with all the rehearsals, and how's the show?
Well, the rehearsals can be really tough, but I'm, like, loving it because theater is, like, my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. But the show's coming really good, and I think people are going to love it.
Tell us about your character, Miss Hannigan. What's that like for you?
Well, this is my first time playing a villain of the show.
Oh, really?
And it was hard at first because it's hard to be rude to little kids because, like, I love younger children because mm-hmm. I know a lot of them. But after I got used to it, it's kind of getting easier and it's really fun.
I have heard from people that playing the villain or playing the bad guy can be a lot of fun. Is that seem to be the case for you?
Yeah, because I'm really crazy in the show.
Also with us is Elliot Markinson, who is playing Grace Farrell. Let's talk about that. How's that for you?
It's good. So Grace Farrell is Mr. Warbucks' secretary. Mm-hmm. So she's the one who actually adopts Annie, or like chooses her from the orphanage. Mm-hmm. And like she acts as like a motherly figure throughout the show for her.
And the thing is, this is, of course, Annie Jr. Everybody kind of knows the story, but that's got to be a lot of fun for you guys. I mean, Elliot, tell me about that a little bit. It's just to do a show that kind of a lot of people know, but it's also kind of fun to do something like this, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Because, like, a lot of people know it. I think they'll want to come mm-hmm. and, like, see how we did it.
The key here is also is that this is Superior Arts Youth Theater. You guys, this is 8th grade and below, or is it, or something like that? That's what I understand. Mm-hmm. Okay, 8th grade and below. But you guys are veterans. You've both done some other productions before. Olivia, what have you done before with the theater?
Well, my first show was 2018 High School Musical, and I was a skater dude. And that's how I met practically all of my friends. But I have done, I'm pretty sure, 11 shows in total with SCY team.
Really?
And I just love being there. And it's really fun doing summer shows, winter. And also the winter shows you get to do with high schoolers. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to meet new people.
That's Olivia Niemi, who is in the cast of Annie Jr. Also Elliot Markinson. You've done several shows too. Tell me a little bit about your resume.
So my first show was also in 2018. It was Frozen Jr. And then I think I've done 9 shows since then.
You guys are full-on veterans. I love this. Let's talk about the show. It is happening. It's at the Forrest Roberts Theater. But what is the run and the schedule? Elliot, what do people need to know about that?
Well, you can get tickets at nmu.universitytickets.com. They're $15 for adults, and they're $9 for students and kids. Mm-hmm. The shows are November 9th through 12th, and there's 2 on Saturday. One is the sensory-friendly performance.
Okay, I got to ask you this. I always like to ask folks that are in productions, and Olivia, you go first, because I can tell you, both of you have got a real passion for doing theater, but I'm hearing it really in you, Olivia, that why should people come and see this show? Why come and see what you guys have been doing?
Well, many people think that we're fake smiling, but all the smiles up on the stage are real. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fun to see kids having their time to shine, because everybody has their own thing. And theater is most of ours.
How about you, Elio? Why come see this particular production?
Well, because we've been working on it really hard. It makes it, like, special. We all have, like Olivia said, we all have our own parts. Like, it's fun to, like, shine.
I'm hearing a lot of, like, a happiness and a fun with it. And you guys being the, you know, the seasoned old veterans that you are, helping out the younger kids in it. And that's got to be fun too, right? I mean, wouldn't you say that, Olivia, that you mentioned that a moment ago, that you like kind of working with the kids. You didn't want to be a villain to them.
Yeah, it's really hard, but it's also fun because the girls know me better and I'm starting to know them better too.
It sounds like a great experience. Annie Jr., the Superior Arts Youth Theater, doing it at the Forrest Roberts Theater, the 9th through the 12th. And you can get your tickets through all of the NMU ticketing outlets. That's Olivia Nemi, also Elia Markwoodson, who are here this morning. They are cast members of the production. Thank you for your time this morning, and break a leg.
Thank you.
If you missed any of this interview, we'll have it at our website at sunny.fm. We'll be sure to link up information there so you don't miss out on Superior Arts Youth Theater production of Annie Jr. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning with Philip Phillips.
It's hard to hear your words when you're so afraid.